that you have for each one of us, God. We thank you, Lord, that this is your desire, that your people are free and powerful in you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow, I just bless the amazing worship team tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You bless the worship team tonight. Good job, you guys. Amazing. And you know, Brother Todd and I did not confer this evening as to what the Lord would be saying, what he would be speaking. But you preached my sermon several times over. You get to hear it and receive it and be reminded and remember and remember and remember him. Oh, you're going to have a good time tonight. Going to have a good time tonight. Woo, there goes everything. I want to welcome all of you at Blazing Fire Church tonight. And I want to welcome all those who are listening by podcast and pray a blessing of the Lord over each one of you. I pray the blessing of God. May the Holy Spirit womp you. May he continue to give you river eyes so that as you feast on the scripture, as you feast on the word, that the Spirit of God will be nurturing your heart and opening the eyes of your heart to everything that he has ordained for you. I bless you all in Jesus' name and praise the Lord who brought each one of you here. I want to recognize as well those who are the Blazing Fire behind the scenes people, those who help set up and those who help clean up, especially our awesome AV crew. Hallelujah. We bless you. We thank you. Well, I bless those who help me set up with communion that we will be having this evening, for there is also healing in Holy Communion. And we will be looking at many, many, many of the treasures of the Lord, wow, that he has for us. So as we acknowledge and bless all those who serve, they serve as unto the Lord. And so it is right and good to honor them because they serve him. So thank you, Jesus. Also, during worship, I heard that the Lord was going to overflow you tonight. So continue to receive as we begin to feast on the word of the Lord. God spoke to my heart that many of you this particular week have had a challenging time, have had a time when there were many things to face, many things to overcome, and that one could even call it difficult if one wanted to say that. But nothing is too hard for him. And what I want to do is increase our faith, even as the disciples prayed. And Jesus said, if you've got faith as a little bitty mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain. You can speak to the tree. You can speak and things will move and things will jump and things will change. So I am going to be speaking to you of the faith of God, who Christ is in you. Tonight's sermon is called Dominion, Kingdom Rule and Reign of Christ in you, because all things are under his feet. We may not see it all yet under his feet, the Bible tells us. But my prayer tonight is that all that God has put into our bank accounts, that he will reveal, He will reveal all that he has done, and that we will walk in the fullness of that dominion, that kingdom, that glory. He has given us all things needful for life and godliness. He will never withhold a single thing from us. He has not withheld his only begotten Son from us. How could he not with him, with Jesus, freely give us all things? Wow. Tonight we're going to look at how great our God is. In Daniel 4 and 3 in the Amplified, we read, "How great are his signs and how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation." You know, the word dominion and the word kingdom is mentioned a great deal in the 7th chapter of Daniel, the great prophetic 7th chapter of Daniel. That means it has to do with us now. We're walking in the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. Christ, the Redeemer, has come, and we are in him, and he is in us. Woo! 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 Hot and cold flying things. Thank you, Lord. Wow. As I raise your faith, as we look at the Word, as we feast on his Spirit, you are invited tonight to participate in a resurrection. Jesus has spoken to us in the 10th chapter of Matthew. If you have the Word of God tonight with you, let us turn to Matthew chapter 10. I promise you, this is going to get lively. Starting at verse 7, Jesus' words in red here. "And as you go, preach." What do you preach? "Saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The kingdom of heaven is now arriving right here, within reach. "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." Would Jesus tell us to do something that is beyond his ability to do in and through us? No, he would not. He would not tell us to do something that was impossible. You know how interesting it is? Jesus says 3 times in the Bible, "With God nothing shall be impossible." We read it in the book of Jeremiah. We read, "Oh Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and thy stretched out arm. Nothing is too difficult for thee." And we read 2 times in the book of Luke, "With God, nothing shall be impossible." The Lord spoke that through his angel to Mary. It is a foundational promise. It is yours. It is mine. This is our promise. "With God, nothing shall be impossible." We've read his will. We've read his desire. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, cleanse the lepers. Freely you have received, freely give. It's free. And tonight, one of our precious blazing fire babies needs a resurrection. And we are praying together, and we will pray tonight. Our precious sister, Helen Watson, mother of our beloved Stephanie Grace Watson, and also mother of Bridget, who is in Washington. She went up to the state of Washington, and when Bridget went for her appointment, her regular medical checkup, the doctors could not find a heartbeat in this nice, normal baby. Now, this had been a miracle pregnancy, and we have prayed for her, and God came through. And she knew she was going to have a little baby girl called Chloe Grace. So the doctors induced labor, and Chloe Grace was born early yesterday morning. And Helen got to, of course, hold this beautiful new grandbaby who was perfect, physically perfect. No reason, no apparent reason for this. Wasn't even short cord, wasn't even, they were saying probably a cord thing, but they have not done the autopsy. And you know, people are getting raised from the dead all over this planet. People are getting raised from the dead in nations in every continent. And they are getting raised from the dead in the United States of America. I sent many, and I kind of wish that I'd brought it as part of the PowerPoint now, but I had the PowerPoint already prepared. But I wish I had brought some pictures from David Hogan's ministry in Mexico, where the raising of the dead is a common thing. It happens about 5 times a week. He testified up at Bethel Church in Redding recently. Yeah, they've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And there are pictures of both mothers and babies that had expired and had their death certificates already made out and had expired for days, had died, and God brought them back to life. It's what he loves to do. So we are going to pray today. But first of all, I want you to look at some scriptures. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Christ, Jesus Christ, from the dead. He is the first fruits. That means there's lots more fruit. Amen. Next, please. Thank you. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. The cross of Christ is key. Did you notice as we were worshiping the predominance of red flags and blazing fire colored worship things, and of course the river over here, the blue banner, there was such an emphasis in the spirit. God was bringing emphasis on the blood of Christ. Wow. Next, please. Oh, this is pretty hard to see. This is Jesus' words. I am the resurrection and the life. Christ is the resurrection and the life. Resurrection life is a person. His name is Jesus. Next, please. Hallelujah. Looks like Easter morning to me. Remember Tony Campolo's book? It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Jesus is risen. Christ is risen. He's truly risen. Thank you, Lord. Next, please. Hallelujah. He's not here looking among the dead. He has risen. He's alive and well. Thank you, Lord. Next, please. Jesus is amazing. We'll park it there for a little while. As we agree in prayer, Stephanie Grace, do you have something that you wanted to show us? A special artwork? Wow. God gave her some prophetic art, speaking of some prophetic art. Did you wish to speak?
Sometimes God creates and he has us create through words. We speak life. But sometimes he has us create through other ways. And so he had me draw this picture from my sister of her and her daughter, both with joy on their face. And with the scripture that I had talked with Lonnie about, "For I have known the thoughts that I am thinking towards you, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you posterity and hope." And like Karina said, whether or not we see breakthrough or not does not change the fact that God is good. The promises remain true. And Chloe Grace Latimer, her name means a young green sprout of unmerited favor busting into a family of interpreters. Her destiny will be complete no matter what happens. So I thank God for every day that we had her. And at the end of the day, I know that love wins.
Totally. Stephanie Grace had also written a scripture here. In Young's Living Literal Translation of Jeremiah 29 and 11. How many love that verse? Listen to this. "For I have known, says the Lord, the thoughts that I am thinking towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you posterity and hope." Let's stand on that word right now as we agree in prayer for the Watson and the Latimer family. Our Blazing Fire sister, Chloe Grace, for Helen, for Bridget. We stand in one accord, Lord, in the faith of Jesus Christ. Not in our own faith, but in the faith of God. And we say, thank you, Lord. You who call those things which be not as though they were. We say thank you for the resurrection life right now as we call Chloe Grace, as we call her spirit back into her body, as we agree in Jesus' name that there will be a serendipitous occasion that the doctors and nurses will look and listen and they will see that this baby is alive. God, we thank you for this miracle child. We thank you, Lord, that greater are you in our midst than he that is in the world. And we come against anything of the adversary that would steal, kill, and destroy. We say thank you, God, for your all-sufficient grace, for Chloe Grace. We agree, Lord, and we pronounce resurrection life over this child. And we say, come on back, Chloe Grace. Let the angels of the Lord escort you back. And we give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever, and his loving kindness and faithfulness will never fails. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, for your goodness. Jesus, thank you, 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 Jesus. We thank you, God, for the opportunity, Lord, of participating in this resurrection life of yours. God, to decree a thing, and it shall be established unto us, God. We give you the praise, Lord. You are good, God. You are good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, beloved Blazing Fire family. You're the best family anybody could ever want. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. I think we're feeling God's pleasure. I think we're literally feeling his pleasure. Thank you, Lord. faith of God pleases him. We thank you. We are in his glory. We are in his glory. Thank you, Lord, that we are in heavenly realms. Heavenly realms. In Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Celebrate your word, Lord. Because you watch over your word to perform it, Lord. Oh, yeah, as your word declares in Psalm 145:13, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The dominion of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we are no longer victims. Thank you, Lord, that we are no longer tortured with addictions. Tortured with obsessions. This is no longer the case. For Lord, you have made us the head and not the tail. You have made us above and not beneath. You have given us all things, Lord. Wow. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, God, that you have made us to be a kingdom, priests to your God and Father, Jesus. To you be the glory. And the dominion forever and ever. For the dominion is yours, Lord. Oh, with you, nothing is impossible. Without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God. Revelation 5:13 says, "And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and in the sea and all the things in them, I heard saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever." Hallelujah. Yours is the dominion, Jesus. Yours is the glory. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Are we ready for the next slide, please? Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Gosh, that's kind of small. Oh, we have read already Psalm 45:13a. Wow. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority. Before all time and now and forevermore, amen. Glory to your name, Lord. The worship never ends. Never ends. Never ending worship. Thank you, Lord. Next, please. Our great commission is dominion, my friends. Jesus says, all authority. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore. That's why you go. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you. Always, even to the end of the world. This is what our Lord says in Matthew 28:18-20. We know that is the Great Commission. But the Great Commission is to walk in his authority. Walk with God in his authority. Thank you, Jesus. He gives us the dominion. It pleases him to do that. To delegate. Hallelujah. Some more scriptures for you. Because why? Because Romans 10 tells us faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thank you, Lord. This Bible's starting to manifest gold again. Thank you, Lord. Here's another word from Philippians 2, 9 through 11. Wherefore God also, this is good old King James, because you know I teach English. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. That should there, by the way, English lesson, is a subjunctive. It isn't saying, yeah, you oughta. It isn't saying that. It is saying, this is why God has exalted him, because this is what is going to be. It is a subjunctive. It's absolutely contingent on the exalting of Christ. Therefore, every knee is going to bow. That's the meaning of it. Isn't that cool? That every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Isn't that fun? So, this was, here we go. Another translation of Philippians 2:10 reads, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of beings in heaven and beings in earth and beings under the earth. That refers to angels, humans, and critters that get kicked out because we've got dominion. Hallelujah. So your job description is resurrection life wherever you go. Some good people might not know what they're supposed to do in this world, and so they do nothing. So I know some people would be like, Lonnie, would you pray for me for my ministry? I just don't know what I'm going to do. I'm like, sure. Yeah, what is God saying to you? And then we get down right there. But you know, in the final analysis, you have been called primarily as a love slave of Jesus Christ. And this is really good. This is a worthwhile destiny. Here's the plan. Here's the plan. The way it looks in heaven is that Jesus Christ is the administrator of the estate of God, and he has actually delegated that to you. God the Father is in charge of all the operations of the kingdom of God, and the Holy Spirit is the one who manifests the word of God. He causes the manifestations of God. Manifestations of God. Manifestations of the word being fulfilled. Because the Lord watches over his word. What? To perform it. Absolutely. And so this is the unity of the Lord. The perfect unity of the Lord that we have become part of. This divine solidarity inside of us. So your job description is what Christ in you is doing. You are the administrator of the estate of God. And as Bill Johnson likes to say, you broker the kingdom of heaven with your words, your powerful words. You speak, and it is the word of God. It's not your own words. You speak what is in line with what the Lord is saying and has revealed. And he follows and backs you up. You are an extension cord of God. You're God's extension cord. You're just plugged into him, and you can go plug, 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 plug. And the power of God comes. You're God's extension cord. Oh, thank you, Lord. You're a nation of kings and queens and priests and priestesses to God. A king or a queen decrees and proclaims and declares. Hallelujah. Amen, Sister Lisa. And amen. The word of God. Well, so you've been commissioned. You've been ordained. You've been empowered by God. Whoa, to speak his creative word and cause those things which be not. Whoa, to become. To call out the treasures in people. Ah, and guess what? The treasures manifest. The glory manifests. The kingdom manifests. Because the Holy Spirit is watching over the Word of God to perform it. To bring the manifestation of the Word of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We are beginning to learn how to speak as the oracles of God. No wonder he says, don't let any of that trivial stuff pass your lips. You're so powerful. You don't want to create that. God's creative word inside of you manifests his glory, his presence and his glory. Whoa. As administrators of the estate of God, of the inheritance of the Lord, your inheritance in Christ that you get to administrate. Wow. The angels are released. The angels are released to support you. The angels of the Lord. And you have been sent, according to Jesus, another comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God is yours. Yours. You are one spirit. You are united with Christ. You have one nature. You have his dominion. You administrate it. Wow. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, now where there was only one Jesus present on planet Earth during his lifetime on Earth. Now, look what God has done by his Holy Spirit. Jesus is indwelling us through faith. Every one of us who has agreed with God and said, yes, Lord, I'm so sick of this life. I want to go under new management. In fact, I want to read the manufacturer's handbook and find out what you have created me for. For those of us who have said, yes, Jesus, come into my heart. Come and save me. Come and heal me. Come and deliver me. Come and free me. Come and rescue me. Come and pour out your glory in my life. If you will have me, Lord. Who would like to say yes to Jesus tonight? Who has not said yes before? Is there anyone who needs to recommit their life to Christ? Who needs to say yes, Lord? I have been on the fence. I've been out where I shouldn't be. Holy Spirit, you brought me here to say yes to you again. Then let's pray. Jesus, you have called me. You have chosen me. And by your grace, I have heard your voice. I receive you, Jesus. I want you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done for me on the cross of Calvary. All that you have done for me in your word. All that your spirit declares. I want everything that you are. I want you to take over. Take over, Jesus. Take over. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I want to be overflowing. I want to be so radiant with your presence and with your glory that when I walk into a room, people's hearts turn towards Christ. I want to be so filled with you, Lord, that when I walk into a place, Jesus, the atmosphere changes. Because you are radiating your glory in and through me. You are transforming the atmosphere through me. I will be your change agent. Lord, I will not be afraid of what man or woman can say or do. I want to please you. And I will follow you. I will be so radical, Lord. Because on that great day, that final great day, I want to stand before you and say, look, Lord, here's all the sheaves. Here's all the results of your suffering, Lord. Here's everything that I risked for you, and it was no risk at all. Here's everything that I boldly dared to step out and see happen. Where I stood for you. Where in faith I spoke your word. Where I believed you as a son or a daughter of Abraham. And I hoped against hope. And I said, I will believe God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for us who walk now in resurrection life. We walk in this. This is not someday. This is who we are. We have been transferred. We have been rescued. We have been ransomed. We have been redeemed from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of your dear Son. We are filled with your resurrection life. It's the only life we have because we gave the other one away to you, Jesus. We are yours, lock, stock, and barrel, hook, line, and sinker. We are yours. Shikayara Masai. We are not an imitation of Christ. We are, as my brother has prayed, the real thing. Yeah! Yeah! Wow! 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 And Lord, let it be said through about us that if you have seen me, you have seen the Father, because we so represent you. Lord, make us the nicest, most fun, cool people ever. So fun to hang around with. People just totally want to glom and be with us and just, wow, I want that. Ooh, I want to get that all over me. Ooh. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you really, really indwell us because you love to answer that prayer. You love to, Lord. And you have released us as your sons and daughters, carrying your dominion into every area of our experience. Thank you, Lord. As an administrator of the estate of God, my one desire is to create an atmosphere to enable people to come into all that God has created for them. Hey? So restoration.
Wow.
Restoration. A life filled with the restoration power of God says, come here, let me empower you. Let me cover you and not smother you. Let me bless you. Let me release you. So how do you administrate the estate of God? How do you do it? You heal the sick. You raise the dead. You cast out demons. You cleanse the lepers. You preach the good news everywhere you go. You release the glory of God in and through you. You speak his word in season and out. Wow. You do the work of an evangelist. Let's take back that word that the adversary has tried to trash. Let's take that back. Let's take that back. Let's make being an evangelist the most attractive job on the planet. Who's with me on that? Thank you, Lord. We are your evangelists to announce the blessing, the good news. Wow. The timeless revelation and indescribable power of the gospel that's available for the here and now, not someday, but downloadable by the Spirit to all who will believe. There's just such this magnificent new season that is so upon us. We're going to be very, very surprised by the breakout and the breakthrough and the absolute revelation of God exploding upon us in this new season. There's just a new level of glory that's breaking out all over the earth. And so it's time to expect absolute incredible stuff, better than you would ever guess is who God is in you. Expect miracles and expect the revelation of the supernatural. Expect and don't allow the adversary to dampen down your expectations, your faith, your joy, which is an absolute constant. Your joy is a constant. It's a constant. It's one of the components. It's one of the facts of life in your life. Joy is who you are. Why? Because joy is a person. His name is Jesus. Right? He lives inside. Absolutely. You can never be separated from him. Nothing. Nothing separates you from Christ. From his joy. From his love. From his favor. From his person. From his goodness. Any of his attributes. Any of who he defines himself to be to you. Wow, and allow him to expand that. There's a word. All of creation has been crying out, as we know from having read Romans chapter 8, has been crying out for you. For you. For the revelation of the sons and of the daughters of God, who will walk in the dominion that many people would just be shocked that you could even think of walking in. No, this is our inheritance. We're going to walk in our inheritance in Christ. We're going to actually believe the book. Come on. Yep. It's no longer time to, you know, just put it off and say, well, in the sweet by and by and a pie in the sky. There is here and now, the gospel. The good news of Jesus Christ is that he has invited us to live in this marvelous liberty and the supernatural realms of his glory today. So, Jesus paid the price for it. Totally paid the price for it. And as I was praying for you guys this week, I kept having a vision of pearls. I thought, what is this? And then I realized, we know Jesus as the pearl of great price that we have turned our backs on the world and all of its so-called treasures for. But Jesus gave me a fresh revelation and he said, oh, you are the pearl of great, 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 great price. Great price. Extremely high price that Christ paid for you. Wow. And I saw the pearls that he sees us as, just this perfect, perfect, perfect pearl reflecting the light of his glory. And I saw him stringing the pearls together as his corporate anointing, his corporate bride. And I saw that our gathering unto the King is held by the scarlet cord of redemption, that there was a red thread, a very strong red thread that he was stringing us together on. The very blood of Christ that was given for us so that we might not forget the price that was paid. And he says, you, my beloved, you are the pearl of extremely great price. Fabulous in your beauty. Wow. You are the people of his praise. You've always been a part of his plan. He foreknew you. He always wanted you. There's never been a time in your life that you haven't been loved, and there never will be. You belong to the Lord. And you are loved with a love that is so extravagant that all eternity will be necessary to describe it, to revel in it, to speak of it, to tell of it. The love of God in Christ and what He has done for us. Oh. He says, are you starting to remember that I've always wanted you? Even when we were enemies, He said, I've always wanted you. I've always loved you. It's the pleasure of the Lord again. You guys feeling this? Wow. Wow. The Holy Spirit is tangible. His glory is absolutely tangible. He's teaching us to recognize the moving of His presence and how to flow with it and how to call forth what God is doing at any given time and say, wow, the Holy Spirit is speaking now. He speaks in many different languages. He's the author of language and communication. That's why you're such good communicators. Whew. That's why He gives you tongues. That's why He gives you languages of His love, to be able to express His love to Him and to one another and to the world effectively.
Wow.
I hear the Lord at this point saying, remember me. Remember me. This is key to the concept of dominion. We do not forget who He is, what He has done for us, who we are in Him, who He is in us, the beloved of the Lord. Wow. Wow. The faith of God pleases Him. As we receive and reflect that faith back to Him. This is who you are, God. We agree. We agree, Lord, that you chose us. God, when we were just an irritant, and you made pearls out of us. We were just a big irritation. You caused us to be so beautiful. You called and chose us. Wow.
Wow. Yeah. It's heavy. This is amazing. This is amazing. Wow.
And we will speak of your cross, Lord. We will speak of what pleases you. We will speak to the world of the cross of Jesus Christ. And we will glory in the cross. Wow. And God forbid that we should glory in anything else. Because the cross of Christ, Lord, is everything to us. Your word declares in Romans chapter 6. That we died with you on the cross. That we were buried with you in baptism. And Lord, that we were raised with you. And are now co-seated with you in heavenly realms in glory. The Word of God declares that you rule and reign, Jesus, right now, at the right hand of the Father, over all power and principality, over every other name. You have dominion. And we are seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We have the authority. The adversary cannot point the finger and call you presumptuous. You have the authority. And as Bill Johnson is fond of saying, the adversary does not have the ball. You do. Wow. Turn with me, please, if you have your Bibles, to John chapter 19. Beginning at verse 1. Then Pontius Pilate took Jesus and had him whipped with a Roman scourge that had nasty things on it so it would tear the flesh. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a gorgeous purple robe. And they said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they whacked him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, "Look, I'm bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him." And then Jesus came forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said to them, "Look at the man," capital M. "Behold the man. We behold you, Lord. Thank you." When the chief priests, therefore, and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate says to them, "You take him and crucify him. I find no fault in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law, he has to die because he made himself the Son of God." And when Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was all the more afraid. And he went again into the judgment hall. And this is Danny Silk's version from Bethel Church in Reading. And he said, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Then Pilate says to him, "Boy, you ain't talking to me. Don't you know I have the power to set you free? Or to have you tortured? You better talk." And Jesus answered, "You haven't got a shred of authority against me or over me," according to the Message Bible, "except what's been given you from above. Therefore, the one who delivered me to you has the greater sin." And from that point, Pilate tried to release him. But the Jewish people, and remember, we're in that crowd, cried out, saying, "If you let this man go, you're no friend of Caesar's. Whoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." A little bit of political intrigue here. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, about the sixth hour. It was about noon. And he says to the Jewish people, remember, that's us, we're there, "Look at your king. Behold, your king." But they cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate says to them, "What, you want me to crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." And then Pilate caved in at that point, says the Message Bible, and delivered him to them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth to a place called the place of a skull, which in Latin is Calvaria, and in Hebrew, Golgotha, where we get our word Calvary from, where they crucified him and two others with him on either side, and Jesus in the middle. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." This title then read many of the Jewish people, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. It was outside the city, but it was near. And the sign was written in Hebrew, in Greek, and in Latin. Just want to read you some quick words from a commentary here. This is an old commentary from the old Geneva Bible of 1599. And it said, "Christ fastened Satan, sin, and death to the cross. Christ, sitting upon the throne of the cross, by that sign is publicly proclaimed everlasting King of all people by the hand of him who condemned him for usurping a kingdom. But we say, Lord, yours is the kingdom. Thine is the kingdom and the glory and the power." What a mighty God who loved us so much that he endured all kinds of garbage to go to the cross, to take upon and into himself the sin of the world, to take upon and into himself all the hell, all the sin of the world. To take our old evil nature, our sinful nature, that which wants to do evil. He said, "I got that." And he, as one translation says, he absorbed it into himself on the cross. He took it. So you don't have it. You don't have it. He took it so that you would have the fulfillment of the words of the Lord in Ezekiel, a new heart, a new life, a new nature, all things new, that you would be, you and I, one new man, one new man, new, recreated in Christ, totally born again, regenerated, new. He took that old, he took it so that you, wow, would have heaven. Just as he emptied himself. Just as he became poor for your sake. So that you would have the riches of heaven. He took your place so you can take his. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is what was done. Oh, the revelation of the cross. It's a revelation. It's a revelation of, oh, I don't have it anymore. I don't have life-controlling issues. Yeah. He took them. Bam, bam, bam. He took them. They were nailed. they were nailed along with anything the adversary could accuse you of. That he'd had a whole writing. Oh yeah, he'd had a legal document. Boop, 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 this, that, and the other thing. I'll list this, that, yeah. I got this on you. I got that on you. Jesus says the enemy has nothing in me or on me. And this is your testimony now. He nailed it to the cross. It is nailed to the cross. No condemnation to you. Are you free or what?
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You are free indeed. I'm talking seriously free. Free, free, free. All in for free, free, free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And could I have some volunteers? We have some communion. We have, yes, let's see how many we have here. We have four communion serving things. As we remember what Christ has done for us, we're going to partake in Holy Communion. Now remember I told you there's healing in the Holy Communion? Healing in Holy Communion? Ah. What do you mean, Lonnie? Well, what I mean is the blood of Jesus Christ that saves us from all sin. Wow. Washes us, cleanses us. Wow. Cleanses us and our blood and our bloodline. Go ahead and claim as much as you want of the promises of God. And Jesus' body was tortured. He took the diseases. It says, by his stripes, you were and are healed. He took every affliction upon his person. It's legal. It's in the book. Healing in the broken body of Christ so that you would be whole. The great exchange. The great exchange is Holy Communion. And when he said, remember me, remember, remember, this is as much his commandment as love one another as I have loved you. This is how you express love to him. You remember. Remember. Wow. Oh, word of God. Wonderful words of life. Amazing words of life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we partake of Holy Communion, we are saying, Lord, we are one body and one blood with you. You are our life. We are your body. The hands, the feet, the smile of Christ, the eyes of Christ, the love of God in Christ flows through you. Wow. The word of God says, the one who glories, let them glory in the Lord. Glory in the Lord and in what he has done. This is the dominion of Christ in you, who changes everything, who changes every equation. Wow. Who turns all things around. For he is, as I'm fond of saying, the turnaround specialist. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm. Goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Nothing stops you from remembering. He didn't let anything stop him from doing it all for you. Nothing stops you either. You're unstoppable. He took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Remember me. And after the same manner also, he took the cup. And after supper, and he said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood." Wrote the covenant in his blood. Our covenant. With our covenant-keeping God. Wow. "This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you show the Lord's death until he comes." Many people have been worried, what if I better not partake of Holy Communion. What if I partake unworthily? It'll kill me. No. What does partaking unworthily mean? It means not discerning the Lord's body. Wow. Which you are, which we are, which he has given. Not discerning the great exchange that he has made. What he has done. How can we possibly remember what he has done if we don't discern his body? His body. Oh, he is the bread of life. Oh, he feeds me. Oh, now I have bread of life to give. Oh, yes. Oh, and we remember. Never, my brothers and sisters, never allow a religious spirit to tell you that you are unworthy of taking Holy Communion. You have Christ inside of you. He commands it. So many of the religious spirits would attempt to separate us from the power in the elements of communion, in the body and blood of the Lord, in that very remembrance. Oh my goodness, so many people get healed. So many people, there are so many testimonies of people who get healed partaking of Holy Communion. I recommend every day that you partake of Holy Communion. You can't partake too much. At Blazing Fire 415, where we meet at Sausalito Christian Fellowship with beloved Pastor Tamara, at Blazing Fire 415, we have a big old loaf and we partake big piece, big drinks, as often as we want. It's like, I need some more communion. More, Lord. This would scandalize people who have come out of a rigorous religious tradition, which most of us have come out of. But Jesus is teaching us how fully free we are, and how he desires to give us more, and to help us to fellowship more. There's a reason why he established Holy Communion, and he wants us to receive him, with the knowledge, that we examine ourselves. Oh, we are in Christ. Christ is in us. Oh, we remind ourselves of what is true. Oh, this reminds me. I remember you, Lord. I remember what you have done. And this way, he wants us to stay with the knowledge of his all-sufficient sacrifice on the cross in the forefront of our lives. In the forefront. In the sacrifice of the cross. what he has done for us, so that we won't get suckered into, oh, well, you have to sacrifice some more. You know, to be acceptable to God, you need to make this sacrifice and that sacrifice. No, his sacrifice is acceptable and perfect. If God causes you to give up something for him, it's such a joy. It's his sacrifice is the one that is important, my friends. All sufficient. His sacrifice nobody could add to. Nobody could take away from. His wonderful sacrifice. So may I have some volunteers and helpers, please? We will need Holy Communion servers at each aisle. Thank you. And these are little contained Holy Communion serving things, so I'd like to ask each one of you to be very careful to, dispose of the containers, like, after you've finished. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do we have a worshipful CD that we might listen to, do you think? That would enhance our experience. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We remember you. All that you have for each one of us, God. We thank you, Lord, that this is your desire, that your people are free and powerful in you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow, I just bless the amazing worship team tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You've blessed the worship team tonight. Good job, you guys. Amazing. And you know, Brother Todd and I did not confer this evening as to what the Lord would be saying, what he would be speaking. But you preached my sermon several times over. You get to hear it and receive it and be reminded and remember and remember and remember him. Oh, you're going to have a good time tonight. Going to have a good time tonight. Woo, there goes everything. I want to welcome all of you at Blazing Fire Church tonight. And I want to welcome all those who are listening by podcast and pray a blessing of the Lord over each one of you. I pray the blessing of God. May the Holy Spirit womp you. May he continue to give you river eyes so that as you feast on the scripture, as you feast on the word, that the Spirit of God will be nurturing your heart and opening the eyes of your heart to everything that he has ordained for you. I bless you all in Jesus' name and praise the Lord who brought each one of you here. I want to recognize as well those who are the Blazing Fire behind the scenes people. Those who help set up and those who help clean up. Especially our awesome AV crew. Hallelujah. We bless you. We thank you. Well, I bless those who help me set up with communion that we will be having this evening, for there is also healing in Holy Communion. And we will be looking at many, many, many of the treasures of the Lord, wow, that he has for us. So as we acknowledge and bless all those who serve, they serve as unto the Lord. And so it is right and good to honor them because they serve him. So thank you, Jesus. Also, during worship, I heard that the Lord was going to overflow you tonight. So continue to receive as we begin to feast on the word of the Lord. God spoke to my heart that many of you this particular week have had a challenging time, have had a time when there were many things to face, many things to overcome, and that one could even call it difficult if one wanted to say that. But nothing is too hard for Him. And what I want to do is increase our faith, increase our faith. Even as the disciples prayed, and Jesus said, if you've got faith as a little bitty mustard seed, whoosh, you can speak to the mountain. You can speak to the tree. You can speak, and things will move, and things will jump, and things will change. So I am going to be speaking to you of the faith of God, who Christ is in you. Tonight's sermon is called Dominion. Kingdom rule and reign of Christ in you, because all things are under His feet. We may not see it all yet under His feet, the Bible tells us. But my prayer tonight is that all that God has put into our bank accounts, that He will reveal. He will reveal all that He has done, and that we will walk in the fullness of that dominion, that kingdom, that glory. He has given us all things needful for life and godliness. He will never withhold a single thing from us. He has not withheld His only begotten Son from us. How could He not with Him, with Jesus, freely give us all things? Wow. Tonight we're going to look at how great our God is. In Daniel 4 and 3 in the Amplified, we read, how great are His signs and how mighty His wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and His dominion is from generation to generation. You know, the word dominion and the word kingdom is mentioned a great deal in the 7th chapter of Daniel, the great prophetic 7th chapter of Daniel. That means it has to do with us now. We're walking in the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. Christ, the Redeemer, has come, and we are in Him, and He is in us. Woo! Woo! Hot and cold flying things. Thank you, Lord. Wow. As I raise your faith, as we look at the Word, as we feast on His Spirit, you are invited tonight to participate in a resurrection. Jesus has spoken to us in the 10th chapter of Matthew. If you have the Word of God tonight with you, let us turn to Matthew chapter 10. I promise you, this is going to get lively. Starting at verse 7. Jesus' words in red here. And as you go, preach. What do you preach? Saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is now arriving right here. Within reach. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out demons. Freely you have received. Freely give. Would Jesus tell us to do something that is beyond His ability to do in and through us? No, He would not. He would not tell us to do something that was impossible. You know how interesting it is? Jesus says three times in the Bible, with God, nothing shall be impossible. We read it in the book of Jeremiah. We read, oh, Lord God, Thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and thy stretched out arm. Nothing is too difficult for thee. And we read twice in the book of Luke, with God, nothing shall be impossible. The Lord spoke that through his angel to Mary. It is a foundational promise. It is yours. It is mine. This is our promise. With God, nothing shall be impossible. We've read his will. We've read his desire. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, cleanse the lepers. Freely you have received, freely give. It's free. And tonight, one of our precious blazing fire babies needs a resurrection. And we are praying together, and we will pray tonight. Our precious sister, Helen Watson, mother of our beloved Stephanie Grace Watson, and also mother of Bridget, who is in Washington. She went up to the state of Washington, and when Bridget went for her appointment, her regular medical checkup, the doctors could not find a heartbeat in this nice, normal baby. Now, this had been a miracle pregnancy, and we have prayed for her, and God came through. And she knew she was going to have a little baby girl called Chloe Grace. So the doctors induced labor, and Chloe Grace was born early yesterday morning. And Helen got to, of course, hold this beautiful new grandbaby who was perfect, physically perfect. No reason, no apparent reason for this. Wasn't even short cord, wasn't even, they were saying probably a cord thing, but they have not done the autopsy. And you know, people are getting raised from the dead all over this planet. People are getting raised from the dead in nations in every continent. And they are getting raised from the dead in the United States of America. I sent many, and I kind of wish that I'd brought it as part of the PowerPoint now. But I had the PowerPoint already prepared. But I wish I had brought some pictures from David Hogan's ministry in Mexico, where the raising of the dead is a common thing. It happens about five times a week. He testified up at Bethel Church in Reading recently. Yeah, they've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And there are pictures of both mothers and babies that had expired and had their death certificates already made out and had expired for days, had died, and God brought them back to life. It's what he loves to do. So we are going to pray today. But first of all, I want you to look at some scriptures. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Christ, Jesus Christ, from the dead. He is the first fruits. That means there's lots more fruit. Amen. Next, please. Thank you. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. The cross of Christ is key. Did you notice, as we were worshiping, the predominance of red flags and blazing fire-colored worship things, and, of course, the river over here, the blue banner, there was such an emphasis in the Spirit. God was bringing an emphasis on the blood of Christ. Wow. Next, please. Oh, this is pretty hard to see. This is Jesus' words. I am the resurrection and the life. Christ is the resurrection and the life. Resurrection life is a person. His name is Jesus. Next, please. Hallelujah. Looks like Easter morning to me. Remember Tony Campolo's book? It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Jesus is risen. Christ is risen. He's truly risen. Thank you, Lord. Next, please. Hallelujah. He's not here looking among the dead. He has risen. He's alive and well. Thank you, Lord. Next, please. Jesus is amazing. We'll park it there for a little while. As we agree in prayer, Stephanie, Grace, do you have something that you wanted to show us? A special artwork? Wow. God gave her some prophetic art, speaking of some prophetic art. Did you wish to speak?
Sometimes God creates, and he has us create through words. We speak life, but sometimes he has us create through other ways, and so he had me draw this picture from my sister of her and her daughter, both with joy on their face. And with the scripture that I had talked with Lonnie about, for I have known the thoughts that I am thinking towards you, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you posterity and hope. And like Karina said, whether or not we see breakthrough or not does not change the fact that God is good. The promises remain true, and Chloe Grace Latimer, her name means a young green sprout of unmerited favor busting into a family of interpreters. Her destiny will be complete no matter what happens. So I thank God for every day that we had her, and at the end of the day, I know that love wins.
Totally. Stephanie Grace had also written a scripture here in Young's Living Literal Translation of Jeremiah 29 and 11. How many love that verse? Listen to this. For I have known, says the Lord, the thoughts that I am thinking towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you posterity and hope. Let's stand on that word right now as we agree in prayer for the Watson and the Latimer family. Our blazing fire sister, Chloe Grace, for Helen, for Bridget. We stand in one accord, Lord, in the faith of Jesus Christ. Not in our own faith, but in the faith of God. And we say, thank you, Lord, you who call those things which be not as though they were. We say thank you for the resurrection life right now. As we call Chloe Grace, as we call her spirit back into her body, as we agree in Jesus' name that there will be a serendipitous occasion that the doctors and nurses will look and listen and they will see that this baby is alive. God, we thank you for this miracle child. We thank you, Lord, that greater are you in our midst than he that is in the world. And we come against anything of the adversary that would steal, kill, and destroy. We say thank you, God, for your all-sufficient grace, for Chloe Grace. We agree, Lord, and we pronounce resurrection life over this child. And we say, come on back, Chloe Grace. Let the angels of the Lord escort you back. And we give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever, and his loving kindness and faithfulness, whoa, never fails. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, for your goodness. Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. We thank you, God, for the opportunity, Lord, of participating in this resurrection life of yours. God, to decree a thing, and it shall be established unto us. God, we give you the praise, Lord. You are good, God. You are good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, beloved Blazing Fire family. You're the best family anybody could ever want. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. I think we're feeling God's pleasure. I think we're literally feeling His pleasure. Thank you, Lord. Faith of God pleases Him. We thank you. We are in His glory. We are in His glory. Thank you, Lord, that we are in heavenly realms. Heavenly realms. In Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We celebrate your word, Lord. Because you watch over your word to perform it, Lord. Oh, yeah, as your word declares in Psalm 145:13, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The dominion of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we are no longer victims. Thank you, Lord, that we are no longer tortured with addictions. Tortured with obsessions. This is no longer the case. For Lord, you have made us the head and not the tail. You have made us above and not beneath. You have given us all things, Lord. Wow. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, God, that you have made us to be a kingdom, priests to your God and Father, Jesus. To you be the glory. And the dominion forever and ever. For the dominion is yours, Lord. Oh, with you nothing is impossible. Without you we can do nothing. Without you we can do nothing. Oh, Lord. We thank you, God. Revelation 5:13 says, "And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and in the sea and all the things in them, I heard saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever." Hallelujah. Yours is the dominion, Jesus. Yours is the glory. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Are we ready for the next slide, please? Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Gosh, that's kind of small. Oh, we have read already Psalm 45:13a. Wow. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority. Before all time and now and forevermore, amen. Glory to your name, Lord. The worship never ends. Never ends. Never ending worship. Thank you, Lord. Next, please. Our Great Commission. is dominion, my friends. Jesus says, all authority, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore. That's why you go. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. This is what our Lord says in Matthew 28, 18 to 20. We know that is the Great Commission. But the Great Commission is to walk in His authority. Walk with God in His authority. Thank you, Jesus. He gives us the dominion. It pleases Him to do that, to delegate.
Hallelujah.
Some more scriptures for you. Because why? Because Romans 10 tells us faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thank you, Lord. This Bible's starting to manifest gold again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Here's another word from Philippians 2, 9 through 11. Wherefore God also... This is good old King James, because you know I teach English. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. That should there, by the way, English lesson, is a subjunctive. It isn't saying, now you oughta. It isn't saying that. It is saying, this is why God has exalted him, because this is what is going to be. It is a subjunctive. It's absolutely contingent on the exalting of Christ. Therefore, every knee is going to bow. That's the meaning of it. Isn't that cool? That every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Isn't that fun? So, this was, here we go. Another translation of Philippians 2:10 reads, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of beings in heaven and beings in earth and beings under the earth. That refers to angels, humans, and critters that get kicked out because we've got dominion. Hallelujah. So your job description is resurrection life wherever you go. Some good people might not know what they're supposed to do in this world, and so they do nothing. So... I know some people would be like, Lonnie, would you pray for me for my ministry? I just don't know what I'm going to do. I'm like, sure. Yeah, what is God saying to you? And then we get down right there. But you know, in the final analysis, you have been called primarily as a love slave of Jesus Christ. And this is really good. This is a worthwhile destiny. Here's the plan. Here's the plan. The way it looks in heaven is that Jesus Christ is the administrator of the estate of God, and He has actually delegated that to you. God the Father is in charge of all the operations of the kingdom of God, and the Holy Spirit is the one who manifests the Word of God. He causes the manifestations of God. Manifestations of God. Manifestations of the word being fulfilled. Because the Lord watches over His word. What? To perform it. Absolutely. And so this is the unity of the Lord, the perfect unity of the Lord that we have become part of. This divine solidarity inside of us. So your job description is what Christ in you is doing. You are the administrator of the estate of God. And as Bill Johnson likes to say, you broker the kingdom of heaven with your words, your powerful words. You speak And it is the word of God. It's not your own words. You speak what is in line with what the Lord is saying and has revealed. And he follows and backs you up. You are an extension cord of God. You're God's extension cord. You're just plugged into him and you can go plug, plug, plug. And the power of God comes. Shoom. You're God's extension cord. Oh, thank you, Lord. You're a nation of kings and queens and priests and priestesses to God. A king or a queen decrees and proclaims and declares. Oh. Hallelujah. Amen, Sister Lisa. And amen. The word of God. Whoa. So you've been commissioned. You've been ordained. You've been empowered by God. Whoa. To speak his creative word. And cause those things which be not. Whoa. To become. To call out the treasures in people. Ah, and guess what? The treasures manifest. The glory manifests. The kingdom manifests. Because the Holy Spirit is watching over the Word of God. To perform it. To bring the manifestation of the Word of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We are beginning to learn how to speak as the oracles of God. No wonder he says, don't let any of that trivial stuff pass your lips. You're so powerful. You don't want to create that. God's creative word inside of you manifests his glory, his presence and his glory. Whoa. As administrators of the estate of God, of the inheritance of the Lord, your inheritance in Christ that you get to administrate. Wow. Wow. The angels are released. The angels are released to support you. Angels of the Lord. And you have been sent, according to Jesus, another comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God is yours. Yours. You are one spirit. You are united with Christ. You have one nature. You have his dominion. You administrate it. Wow. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, now where there was only one Jesus present on planet Earth during his lifetime on Earth, now look what God has done by his Holy Spirit. Jesus is indwelling us through faith. Every one of us who has agreed with God and said, yes, Lord, I'm so sick of this life. I want to go under new management. In fact, I want to read the manufacturer's handbook and find out what you have created me for. For those of us who have said, yes, Jesus, come into my heart. Come and save me. Come and heal me. Come and deliver me. Come and free me. Come and rescue me. Come and pour out your glory in my life. If you will have me, Lord. Who would like to say yes to Jesus tonight? Who has not said yes before? Is there anyone who needs to recommit their life to Christ? Who needs to say, yes, Lord? I have been on the fence. I've been out where I shouldn't be. Holy Spirit, you brought me here to say yes to you again. Then let's pray. Jesus, you have called me. You have chosen me. And by your grace, I have heard your voice. I receive you, Jesus. I want you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done for me on the cross of Calvary. All that you have done for me in your word. All that your spirit declares. I want everything that you are. I want you to take over. Take over, Jesus. Take over. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I want to be overflowing. I want to be so radiant with your presence and with your glory that when I walk into a room, people's hearts turn towards Christ. I want to be so filled with you, Lord, that when I walk into a place, Jesus, the atmosphere changes. Because you are radiating your glory in and through me. You are transforming the atmosphere through me. I will be your change agent. Lord, I will not be afraid of what man or woman can say or do. I want to please you. And I will follow you. I will be so radical, Lord. Because on that great day, that final great day, I want to stand before you and say, look, Lord, here's all the sheaves. Here's all the results of your suffering, Lord. Here's everything that I risked for you, and it was no risk at all. Here's everything that I boldly dared to step out and see happen. Where I stood for you. Where in faith I spoke your word. Where I believed you. As a son or a daughter of Abraham, and I hoped against hope, and I said, I will believe God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for us who walk now in resurrection life. We walk in this. This is not someday. This is who we are. We have been transferred. We have been rescued. We have been ransomed. We have been redeemed from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of your dear Son. We are filled with your resurrection life. It's the only life we have because we gave the other one away to you, Jesus. We are yours, lock, stock, and barrel, hook, line, and sinker. We are yours. Shikayara Masai. We are not an imitation of Christ. We are, as my brother has prayed, the real thing. Yeah! Wow. 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 And Lord, let it be said through about us that if you have seen me, you have seen the Father, because we so represent you. Lord, make us the nicest, most fun, cool people ever. So fun to hang around with. People just totally want to glom and be with us. And just, wow, 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 I want that. Ooh, I want to get that all over me. Ooh. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you really, really indwell us. Because you love to answer that prayer. You love to, Lord. And you have released us as your sons and daughters, carrying your dominion into every area of our experience. Thank you, Lord. As an administrator of the estate of God, my one desire is to create an atmosphere to enable people to come into all that God has created for them. Hey. So restoration.
Wow.
Restoration. A life filled with the restoration power of God says, Come here, let me empower you. Let me cover you and not smother you. Let me bless you. Let me release you.
Wow. Thank you, Lord. Mm.
So how do you administrate the estate of God? How do you do it? You heal the sick. You raise the dead. You cast out demons. You cleanse the lepers. You preach the good news everywhere you go. You release the glory of God in and through you. You speak His word in season and out. Wow. You do the work of an evangelist. Let's take back that word that the adversary has tried to trash. Let's take that back. Let's take that back. Let's make being an evangelist the most attractive job on the planet. Who's with me on that? Thank you, Lord. We are your evangelists to announce the blessing, the good news. Wow. The timeless revelation and indescribable power of the gospel that's available for the here and now. Not someday, but downloadable by the Spirit to all who will believe. There's just such a, this magnificent new season that is so upon us. We're going to be very, very surprised by the breakout and the breakthrough and the absolute revelation of God exploding upon us in this new season. It's just a new level of glory that's breaking out all over the earth. And so it's time to expect absolute incredible stuff, better than you would ever guess is who God is in you. Expect miracles and expect the revelation of the supernatural. Expect and don't allow the adversary to dampen down your expectations, your faith, your joy, which is an absolute constant. Your joy is a constant. It's a constant. It's one of the components. It's one of the facts of life in your life. Joy is who you are. Why? Because joy is a person. His name is Jesus. Right? He lives inside. Absolutely. You can never be separated from Him. Nothing. Nothing separates you from Christ, from His joy, from His love, from His favor, from His person, from His goodness, any of His attributes, any of who he defines Himself to be to you. Wow, and allow Him to expand that. There's a word. All of creation has been crying out, as we know from having read Romans chapter 8, has been crying out for you. For you, for the revelation of the sons and of the daughters of God who will walk in the dominion that many people would just be shocked that you could even think of walking in. No, this is our inheritance. We're going to walk in our inheritance in Christ. We're going to actually believe the book. Come on. Yep. It's no longer time to, you know, just put it off and say, well, in the sweet by and by and a pie in the sky. There is here and now, here and now, the gospel. The good news of Jesus Christ is that He has invited us to live in this marvelous liberty and the supernatural realms of His glory today. So, Jesus paid the price for it. Totally paid the price for it. And as I was praying for you guys this week, I kept having a vision of pearls. I thought, what is this? And then I realized, we know Jesus as the pearl of great price that we have turned our backs on the world and all of its so-called treasures for. But Jesus gave me a fresh revelation and He said, oh, you are the pearl of great, 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 great price. great price, extremely high price, like Christ paid for you. Wow. And I saw the pearls that he sees us as, just this perfect, perfect, perfect pearl reflecting the light of his glory. And I saw him stringing the pearls together as his corporate anointing, his corporate bride. And I saw that our gathering unto the King is held by the scarlet cord of redemption, that there was a red thread, a very strong red thread that he was stringing us together on. The very blood of Christ that was given for us, so that we might not forget the price that was paid. And he says, you, my beloved, you are the pearl of extremely great price. Fabulous in your beauty. Wow. You are the people of his praise. You've always been a part of his plan. He foreknew you. He always wanted you. There's never been a time in your life that you haven't been loved, and there never will be. You belong to the Lord. And you are loved with a love that is so extravagant that all eternity will be necessary to describe it, to revel in it, to speak of it, to tell of it. The love of God in Christ and what he has done for us. Oh. He says, are you starting to remember that I've always wanted you? Even when we were enemies, he said, I've always wanted you. I've always loved you. It's the pleasure of the Lord again. You guys feeling this? Wow. Wow. The Holy Spirit is tangible. His glory is absolutely tangible. He's teaching us to recognize the moving of his presence and how to flow with it and how to call forth what God is doing at any given time and say, wow, the Holy Spirit is speaking now. He speaks in many different languages. He's the author of language and communication. That's why you're such good communicators. Whew. That's why he gives you tongues. That's why he gives you languages of his love, to be able to express his love to him and to one another and to the world effectively. Well, I hear the Lord at this point saying, remember me. Remember me. This is key to the concept of dominion. We do not forget who he is, what he has done for us, who we are in him, who he is in us, the beloved of the Lord. Wow. Wow. The faith of God pleases him. As we receive and reflect that faith back to him. This is who you are, God. We agree. We agree, Lord, that you chose us. God, when we were just an irritant, and you made pearls out of us. We were just a big irritation. You caused us to be so beautiful. You called and chose us. And we will speak of your cross, Lord. We will speak of what pleases you. We will speak to the world of the cross of Jesus Christ. And we will glory in the cross. Wow. And God forbid that we should glory in anything else. Because the cross of Christ, Lord, is everything to us. Your word declares in Romans chapter 6 that we died with you on the cross, that we were buried with you in baptism, and Lord, that we were raised with you and are now co-seated with you in heavenly realms in glory. The word of God declares that you rule and reign, Jesus, right now, at the right hand of the Father, over all power and principality, over every other name. You have dominion. And we are seated together in heavenly places. In Christ Jesus, we have the authority. The adversary cannot point the finger and call you presumptuous. You have the authority. And as Bill Johnson is fond of saying, the adversary does not have the ball. You do. Shiga, ho, hira makandai, hira masandi. Wow. Turn with me, please, if you have your Bibles, to John chapter 19. Beginning at verse 1. Then Pontius Pilate took Jesus and had him whipped with a Roman scourge that had nasty things on it so it would tear the flesh. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a gorgeous purple robe. And they said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they whacked him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, "Look, I'm bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him." And then Jesus came forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said to them, "Look at the man," capital M. "Behold the man. We behold you, Lord. Thank you." When the chief priests, therefore, and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate says to them, "You take him and crucify him. I find no fault in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law, he has to die because he made himself the Son of God. And when Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was all the more afraid. And he went again into the judgment hall. And this is Danny Silk's version from Bethel Church in Reading. And he said, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Then Pilate says to him, "Boy, you ain't talking to me. Don't you know I have the power to set you free or to have you tortured? You better talk." And Jesus answered, "You haven't got a shred of authority against me or over me," according to the Message Bible, "except what's been given you from above. Therefore, the one who delivered me to you has the greater sin." And from that point, Pilate tried to release him. But the Jewish people, and remember, we're in that crowd, cried out saying, "If you let this man go, you're no friend of Caesar's. Whoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." A little bit of political intrigue here. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, about the sixth hour. It was about noon. And he says to the Jewish people, remember, that's us, we're there, "Look at your king. Behold, your king." But they cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate says to them, "What, you want me to crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." And then Pilate caved in at that point, says the Message Bible, and delivered him to them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth to a place called the place of a skull, which in Latin is Calvaria, and in Hebrew, Golgotha, where we get our word Calvary from, where they crucified him and two others with him on either side, and Jesus in the middle. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." This title then read many of the Jewish people, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. It was outside the city, but it was near. And the sign was written in Hebrew, in Greek, and in Latin. I just want to read you some quick words from a commentary here. This is an old commentary from the old Geneva Bible of 1599. And it said, "Christ fastened Satan, sin, and death to the cross. Christ, sitting upon the throne of the cross, by that sign is publicly proclaimed everlasting King of all people by the hand of him who condemned him for usurping a kingdom. But we say, Lord, yours is the kingdom. Thine is the kingdom and the glory and the power." What a mighty God who loved us so much that he endured all kinds of garbage to go to the cross, to take upon and into himself the sin of the world, to take upon and into himself all the hell, all the sin of the world, to take our old evil nature, our sinful nature, that which wants to do evil. He said, "I got that." And he, as one translation says, he absorbed it into himself on the cross. He took it. So you don't have it. You don't have it. He took it so that you would have the fulfillment of the words of the Lord in Ezekiel. A new heart, a new life, a new nature, all things new, that you would be, you and I, one new man. One new man. New, recreated in Christ. Totally born again, regenerated. New. He took that old. He took it so that you, wow, would have heaven. Just as he emptied himself. Just as he became poor for your sake. So that you would have the riches of heaven. He took your place so you can take his. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is what was done. Oh, the revelation of the cross. It's a revelation. It's a revelation of, oh, I don't have it anymore. I don't have life controlling issues. He took them. Bam, bam, bam. He took them. They were nailed. They were nailed along with anything the adversary could accuse you of. That, he'd had a whole writing. Oh, yeah, he'd had a legal document. Boop, 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 this, that, and the other thing. I'll list this, that. Yeah. I got this on you. I got that on you. Jesus says, the enemy has nothing in me or on me. And this is your testimony now. He nailed it to the cross. It is nailed to the cross. No condemnation to you. Are you free or what?
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You are free indeed. I'm talking seriously free. Free, free, free. All the info, free, free, free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see. And could I have some volunteers? We have some communion. We have, yes. Let's see how many we have here. We have four communion serving things. As we remember what Christ has done for us, we're going to partake in Holy Communion. Now remember, I told you there's healing in the Holy Communion. Healing in Holy Communion. Ah, what do you mean, Lonnie? Well, what I mean is the blood of Jesus Christ that saves us from all sin. Wow. Washes us, cleanses us. Wow. Cleanses us and our blood and our bloodline. Go ahead and claim as much as you want of the promises of God. And Jesus' body was tortured. He took the diseases. It says, by his stripes, you were and are healed. He took every affliction upon his person. It's legal. It's in the book. Healing in the broken body of Christ so that you would be whole. The great exchange. The great exchange is Holy Communion. And when he said, remember me. Remember. Remember. This is as much his commandment as love one another as I have loved you. This is how you express love to him. You remember. Remember. Wow.
Oh, word of God.
Wonderful words of life. Amazing words of life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we partake of Holy Communion, we are saying, Lord, we are one body and one blood with you. You are our life. We are your body. The hands, the feet, the smile of Christ, the eyes of Christ, the love of God in Christ flows through you. Wow. The word of God says, the one who glories, let them glory in the Lord. Glory in the Lord and in what he has done. This is the dominion of Christ in you, who changes everything, who changes every equation. Wow. Who turns all things around. For he is, as I'm fond of saying, the turnaround specialist. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Nothing stops you from remembering. He didn't let anything stop him from doing it all for you. Nothing stops you either. You're unstoppable. He took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Remember me. And after the same manner also, he took the cup. And, after supper, and he said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood." Wrote the covenant in his blood. Our covenant with our covenant-keeping God. Wow. "This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you show the Lord's death until he comes." Many people have been worried, what if I better not partake of Holy Communion. What if I partake unworthily? It'll kill me. No. What does partaking unworthily mean? It means not discerning the Lord's body. Wow. Which you are, which we are, which he has given. Not discerning the great exchange that he has made. What he has done. Huh? How can we possibly remember what he has done if we don't discern his body? His body. Oh, he is the bread of life. Oh. He feeds me. Oh, now I have bread of life to give. Oh, yes. Oh. And we remember. Never, my brothers and sisters, never allow a religious spirit to tell you that you are unworthy of taking Holy Communion. You have Christ inside of you. He commands it. So many of the religious spirits would attempt to separate us from the power in the elements of communion, in the body and blood of the Lord, in that very remembrance. Oh my goodness. So many people get healed. So many people. There are so many testimonies of people who get healed partaking of Holy Communion. I recommend every day that you partake of Holy Communion. You can't partake too much. At Blazing Fire 415, where we meet at Sausalito Christian Fellowship with beloved Pastor Tamara, at Blazing Fire 415, we have a big old loaf, and we partake, big piece, big drinks, big, as often as we want. It's like, I need some more communion. More, Lord. This would scandalize people who've come out of a rigorous religious tradition, which most of us have come out of. But Jesus is teaching us how fully free we are, and how he desires to give us more, and to help us to fellowship more. There's a reason why he established Holy Communion, and he wants us to receive him, with the knowledge, oh my goodness, that, oh, we examine ourselves. Oh, we are in Christ. Christ is in us. Oh, we remind ourselves of what is true. Oh, this reminds me. I remember you, Lord. I remember what you have done. And this way, he wants us to stay with the knowledge of his all-sufficient sacrifice on the cross in the forefront of our lives. In the forefront. In the sacrifice of the cross. What he has done for us. So that we won't get suckered into, oh, well, you have to sacrifice some more. Yeah, to be acceptable to God, you need to make this sacrifice and that sacrifice. No, his sacrifice is acceptable and perfect. If God causes you to give up something for him, it's such a joy. It's his sacrifice is the one that is important, my friends. All sufficient. His sacrifice nobody could add to. Nobody could take away from. His wonderful sacrifice. So may I have some volunteers and helpers, please? We will need Holy Communion servers at each aisle. Thank you. And these are little contained Holy Communion serving things, so I'd like to ask each one of you to be very careful to, dispose of the containers, like, after you've finished. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do we have a worshipful CD that we might listen to, do you think? That would enhance our experience. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We remember you.